From now on, we will be quiet. I think.
Depends on what you talk about.
I'm here to take care of you. It's always the other way around. Most of the bad words are at the beginning.
At this precise time, yeah.
So you start, okay. I think, right?
So we are looking at the speech, no?
Yeah, so we are going to talk about the papers in the speech.
So how many sessions you attended?
That's not a good question, I think.
I mean, did you attend in any session?
All of them, of course.
Well, you can't attend multiple sessions at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
That's,
oh,
really,
yeah, that's true.
That's why you're.
Okay, bad answer, right?
So, any general impression or feedback? So, for any of you, it's a first conference or maybe first
at all?
I mean, in the sense that it's a. InterSpeech is really big conference for speech,
yeah,
so
it's so
did you attend before?
Well, Geneva, that's why I'm here at the
yeah.
Geneva InterSpeech.
Mm.
Yeah, so then I think you have attended before.
Yeah, we met in also
ICSLP,
right, first
yeah.
time. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So how did you like the conference, anyway? When you compare to the others, the previous one?
Yeah, I think it's quite interesting, but only annoying thing is this. Multiple sessions, and sometimes
like
you can't able to go to oral type, these oral
yeah.
presentations most of the time.
Yeah.
Because like posters is, you can spend a lot of time posters,
yeah.
looking at many posters than sitting 20 minutes for one oral presentation.
Mm-hmm.
So in 20 minutes you can see at least 2-3
mm-hmm.
posters and you can directly talk to people.
Yeah.
So even I found like very few people in more presentation.
Mm.
I think most of the people are
getting
posters. And
okay, so you attended mostly posters, I guess.
But
how many presentations?
Yeah.
Presentations are hardly a handful of
five
or.
I liked the invited speaker about the implant in the ear.
Oh, yeah.
It was quite good.
He was from Austria, right? The guy?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's very famous, I think, for that, right?
Yeah.
He's the inventor of that implant.
Okay.
The year, I think.
Yeah. Even some panel discussions on like human speech recognition, reducing gap between ASR and HSR. It was with interesting lot of arguments and definitely it's mainly the differences, different approaches of engineers versus linguists or phonetics.
I realized it well. There were panel discussions only at the place where I could see it. And that, you know, there were some boards saying that there is some panel discussion.
Oh, okay.
But I couldn't get, no one knew where is it, what it is, when it happens, and why, and so forth.
Mm.
Yeah, even said the panel discussions, I think one is really held in small rooms, so people were really crowded.
Wow, this is not this. Speech is not restricted only to papers and these things. And so how did you like this from there?
Yeah, quite good. Eh?
Yeah, it's
a bit hot still, but
yeah.
the beach nearby is quite nice. Yeah. If you try, I don't know. Did you go around?
Yeah.
Before or after?
Costa Caparica there.
Okay.
In the past we were supposed to take the direct one, but we didn't.
So you went to a beach?
Yeah.
Like Atlantic Sea coast or?
Yeah, I stayed 2 days before. So I went, you just take the train, maybe that's the same, I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
The train north.
It's not so far from.
Half an hour train, yeah.
Yeah.
North?
Yeah. West or north, I don't know.
Yeah,
okay, so you stayed at the same coast, not you didn't go to the island, cross the river?
No. Not very far, no.
Okay, so.
It's different.
We went to like far south to Lagos.
Yeah.
With Hamad.
That was really good. Those beaches are really good.
More south to.
Yeah, even down
the whole through the water.
But the weather was really hot. The south it's more than 35.
Yeah. But I think Lisbon, those days were pretty
good. Lisbon was good.
Seemed to me quite, not cold, but still okay, like reasonable.
Yeah, even local transport.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun, like, but yeah, most of the time the buses are really crowded.
Yeah, I was happy to be back in Swiss after a few days. It's better to be here.
Yeah, because it's really big city.
Yeah,
now,
it's a big city,
really
many people.
I was very surprised that even the trams did have an AC there.
Yeah.
I couldn't see it.
Those new ones,
right?
Not
yeah,
the old one. But
right,
yeah.
But can you imagine something like in Czechia?
Yeah. It's not necessary.
Well,
sometimes, yes.
It was
not so
much better. If you would have to spend an hour and a half that Hamant and the others spent while going with a bus to the
conference
center from the hotel that we were. There was a direct bus and it took them hour and a half.
Yeah, but that's not good. Direct bus is not good. Like, so you can go to the central place and then
you can take the tram and the train.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
all conditioned.
It was the right choice.
Yeah.
To take something which was direct,
it
was not definitely that direct as anything else.
Well, what is the place?
Kaisho,
the central
where
we changed the bus.
I don't remember
the
name.
No, it's Keisho Centre.
I'm
not sure.
Maybe you can check the book.
Yeah.
Oh, you got
it. It's there, like I used to find bus numbers from book.
Originally I brought it because I marked some papers, but...
The one?
Yeah. Only one which surprised me a bit. It was speaker recognition, I think, but it doesn't really matter. They were trying to model covariance of different components of a GMM instead of using a diagonal. But then if you use a full, it's too much.
Yeah.
So they use some approach where they tie them automatically. And after that... Well, it's more like tying. It is still full, but different components are tied. Different components of the matrix are tied.
But what does it mean tied then?
Equal.
Like
yeah, but then you have to store the whole matrix and plus some extra information what is tied to what?
No, you have to store a minimum number, a reduced number of parameters, and they are tied in a linear way actually, sorry, not equal, but it doesn't.
It's like all the semi-tight covariance.
Yeah, exactly, that's it. So
they reduce,
yeah.
It's in between the tight covariance versus full covariance. So you try to reduce some parameters by tying.
The interesting thing is that they applied it on speaker recognition, and on the features before they had three different ways to decorrelate the features, and they showed it without this, with diagonal GMM, or with this, and with this, with semi-tied covariance matrices, it was much less sensitive to which decorrelation procedure you choose. So
they obtain better results with that?
Also better, but of course it depends on the number of parameters you put.
Right.
But
if you compare if you compare it with some baseline, let's say you use just GMM with that.
No, I think they got good results just using diagonals.
I think it was even slightly better, yeah.
And no decorrelation.
Maybe I can find it.
Maybe decorrelation again, they do DCT or KRP or
LDA.
The main point is to like make it faster, the decoding or what?
Make it possible to use full covariance matrix.
Yeah. But there must be the sense, right? Because once
you
decode the data, you don't need to.
No, but still, there's still. That's why like people will come.
So that means that the decoration is not optimal, right? So
yeah, definitely it's not optimal. So it's also like doing along the diagonal.
Mm-hmm.
again. So it's completely impossible to do it with full covariance functions? Why? It's really computationally really
yeah.
Really
yeah.
Computationally.
So see, suppose
1390 for every.
Of course,
yeah. So
from the point of view of computation, but otherwise.
There's no problem.
No, there is
no.
Yeah.
No, no problem, but
yeah.
If you see so many models and
yeah.
Okay,
so,
so here you have to choose either many
yeah.
Right. Things to store and huge computation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you can see, you can't really like even, you can't, the models itself is like 38 times more than that.
Right.
So, so
yeah.
If you have like 5 megabytes or 10 megabytes of model,
yeah.
But even I think it's really.
Yeah, it's this one.
Like impossible for the really big
room.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
improved covariance modeling.
Almost impossible for like LBCSI, it's impossible to use
yeah.
It, right?
Yeah.
You've
it's
got
really
dimension 39 times 39.
Yeah, yeah, for
yeah.
Every. So you have to store
so
all this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there are
it's
no results there.
And you cannot
no.
Even train it.
No, but in the proceedings, you can find them.
Mm.
They are better, yeah. They
from
tried PCA, LDM, and LT.
Oh.
It's not really anything new, but they just applied that to speaker
yeah.
ID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Different task.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I found one paper interesting within you know Vivek. This is Vivek's paper on like variable scale feature extraction. Normally we used to fix it. Window for a feature extraction like 25 milliseconds or 30 seconds. Here he is proposing variable scale.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the fixed scale is non-optimal for. It's non-optimal because like for mobiles, you can have much longer, and for plosives and these things,
mm-hmm.
Really shorter, like even around less than 20 milliseconds.
Okay.
So he's proposing like this variable scale window. Kind of online for each segment.
Or it has to be online.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can do like you can measure and you can do. But he's basically doing some likelihood ratio testing. So if so the main idea is like suppose you have a one segment. So he's trying to find the stationarity, quasi stationarity of that segment.
Right.
Like extend it as much as possible.
Yeah. Like yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, definitely you have to assume some the minimum and maximum sizes of your own. So he is using minimum is I think around 12.5 milliseconds. I think. Maximum is 60 milliseconds.
So
isn't it smaller the minimum? No.
So the minimum.
milliseconds.
No, I think yeah, minimum is 20
milliseconds.
20 milliseconds. Yeah. 12.5 milliseconds is kind
of
shifty
or this
oh, yeah.
20 milliseconds minimum is
I don't know. I just
because of not as small as it should have been. But
no, you can use
small other processing after.
No. Mainly yeah. Because of MFCC computation because
yeah.
Yeah, it
mm.
Becomes
well
really noisy. Like if you use
noisy, yes.
Yeah, 10 milliseconds means you have only 80 samples for and then
right.
You have if you use 24
sure.
Filters, the filters won't get any
yeah.
Samples.
Okay.
So.
But it's not an intrinsic limitation, it's just because of.
Yeah, because of computation. So
yeah.
Even, I think even we can find less than 20 milliseconds
okay.
Windows also, especially for.
And the shifting is still the same or not?
Shifting,
okay.
Yeah, he's using
yeah.
12.5
yeah,
milliseconds, yeah, shifting is almost the same.
So
but the problem, like.
How do you mean?
Like, no, how many frames per second do you have? Is it again like 100 frames or it's less or even if you keep variable length of the frames right
yeah.
You can still keep the same
yeah he's keeping same
rate.
Number of frames he's using the 12.5 yeah 12.5
because I understand this would have sense for I don't know speech coding where you want to preserve or you want to encode it into less frames right
yeah.
But why to do it for speech recognition it means that
number of frames.
Yeah,
would
no. Why
to
keep variability in a length of the frames? Why not to keep the same length? What
actually, the problem is again, you see the shift is the Nyquist frequency if you compute modulation spectrum.
Yeah.
So again, if you change this shift, the modulation spectrum Nyquist frequency changes for each window. So
right.
If you want to do again, another high level feature extraction again, it will be a problem. So but he's like he's discussing, I mean describing this, because I mean this itself is a problem, keeping the fixed frame size, because you're analyzing your this segment many times.
Right.
So this shift
right.
will, suppose if you find one segment of 60 milliseconds and then
mm-hmm.
you're doing this 10 milliseconds, so every almost I think five frames you're analyzing the this
right.
already
right.
segment. So,
right. Right.
So again this may blur some frequency
mm-hmm.
transitions
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
yeah, but the problem is again this bottleneck is here, like you can't change your micro frequency modulation.
Right.
So I have two questions. First is essentially how he's doing it, right?
Yeah.
Well, once he gets the frame, like
yeah.
from here to here,
yeah.
then where he advances to start with computation of the next frame?
So the main idea is like first he take the some window, some
yeah.
some samples, then he assume somewhere some variable end point there is a change.
Okay.
So it's
then
not
then
it's not symmetric necessarily.
It's not symmetric.
Okay.
You can basically you have to like again do for all the samples in that 0 to n. So then what he does is like he proposed like some likelihood ratio test based on
okay.
maximum likelihood. So that is really simple. Like so what he does is like so he compute the residual. He first he does the LP analysis
okay.
and then he computes the residual
mm-hmm.
and he takes the residual energy of full signal, like these zero to n samples.
Okay, so do
the
full
signal. So
some sub-window or the whole
the whole window.
10 seconds of speech or what?
No, that like
it
he assumes
also some
yeah 60 milliseconds or something he started with. So
okay.
So then
something
he can
longer window than the
yeah,
one we have
yeah,
picked.
Yeah,
okay.
then he can split that window at 0.10, say 0.10. So
okay.
then you will have 0 to, no, you can segment.
Okay, so you have a window and then you split it to two parts and you
yeah.
shift the point
so
where you split it? Or?
Yes, see, suppose
okay.
this is your window. So then you can move your, like this. You can move your point.
Okay.
So that then this will be like 1 and this will be second.
Okay.
But again, he assumes some initial sizes for these windows.
Okay, so basically we have.
He don't start with
points.
He don't. Start with zero sample or something. He's
right.
starting
yeah.
with.
Yeah, okay.
So the left window is starts at 20 milliseconds.
Mm-hmm.
So you're already here. Like, suppose this is full signal. You're already here. So right window is
okay.
should end at 12.5. So you have to search basically. In this range. So
okay, so once you have say 1 hour of speech, you start at the beginning
yeah.
and first you try with 20 milliseconds.
Yeah.
Then you shift to 25 and so forth.
Yeah. And then if
until
you the maximum is 60 millisecond frame for him.
Okay.
So
and
if
and
you don't
find
anything
where what? Where do you stop actually?
60 milliseconds.
Yeah, I know, but you start at 20 and go to 60, but which point do you choose?
No, the point is depending on the likelihood ratio. So he got
okay.
So he suppose
this.
So this is suppose say segment 1, and this is segment 2. So he compute
okay.
this error here. So and then he gives some kind of in terms of this residual error. So this residual error is for full 0 to n samples. Then divide by suppose this point is say n. So 0 to n and then. Like, so this is the basically the main equation. So here.
So he's maximizing that.
Yeah, he's finding the likelihood for full frame, and then it's basically likelihood ratio test. So he's comparing the likelihood of the full segment divided by the likelihood of the sub segment.
Likelihood that something and something. What is the likelihood?
Likelihood of the like this likelihood is. This error estimate of the residual.
Okay.
So residual power he can compute. So
yeah,
after doing LP
yeah.
he can get a residual and then he can compute the power of the residual. So that
okay.
he is proving that power is
so
again maximum likelihood estimate of your LP parameters.
Mm.
So that is interesting. It's you don't really need to do lot of computation. You just need to take the error of residual of this full window and then residual of energy of these sub windows, and then you can just divide them. And then the only thing is, like, again, he has to use some threshold to decide. That's only if he got, he's finding something more around 3 or 3.5 is the optimum threshold. But the another advantage is, like, it's not really changing speech recognition, whatever, it's not really changing because of the thresholds.
Okay.
You don't really need to, like, fiddle with threshold a lot. So.
Yeah, but why the main value which you are comparing to, the overall value or overall likelihood or whatever you call it, why he's using the whole signal for this? Because so if the whole signal was steady somehow and it would be able to be modeled by LP model well, then the residue will be very low. So he's supposing that the whole signal won't be able to be captured by LP model, and that the residue would be high enough, or why
is
he comparing the
I understand. This is the actually basically some theoretical proof. Like, maybe if you're interested, you can see. Then he's quoting from.
No, I didn't see the point of dividing.
No, this is from again.
Stuff.
Yeah, statistical signal processing. What they say here is, like, suppose if you analyze two distinct pith order this LP analysis in the same stationary analysis window, the coding error will always be greater than the ones resulting from this analysis in two windows, two stationary windows.
Well,
he's basically based on this theorem. So, so what he's saying is, like, if you do this error, it will be always greater than the these errors of two stationary windows.
Okay, that's really annoying. Because actually, if the whole signal would be able to be modeled by LPC, then anyway he has to design some framing.
Yeah.
So even if it's very stationary, by dividing over this whole stuff, he is able to find some reasonable formulas.
Yeah, probably.
Makes sense.
Yeah, this may be, I think he's getting some improvement, but...
How did he cope with what you mentioned sometime before, that if it's a very long stationary period, for each 12.5 frame, you will actually get the same signal, no?
Yeah.
So how...
See, he's just, he's normalizing the energy coefficient, because energy is really affected a lot.
Okay.
So he's...
Well, it's the power, not energy, definitely.
Energy, like, because the C0 component, like, so he's using MFCC, so
but
he's normalizing the C0 component
by the length.
Yeah.
Then power instead of energy.
Power is
energy over length.
Yeah, it's time, like, it's okay, like, samples, or you can say root mean square energy or something.
Okay. So two things I still don't understand. This is supposed to be only for MFCCs and these easy features. One question I wanted to ask before, does he preserve within the feature vector the framing he's using, finally? Because does he somehow put the information about what's the size about the frame to the feature vector itself, or he's throwing away this framing?
No, you what you mean, like the window length?
Something like this, because
no, it doesn't really.
Could be good for the recognizer to know what was the chosen framing by this.
But I think it doesn't use, I guess, because at the end, like, you take these features and you try and model. So it really matters what frame shift you're using for models. Like, because he needs to use
that for the back, and it might screw it up to.
He will get, like, every 10 milliseconds, he gets one feature. Like, it doesn't really depend on, because suppose if you take your case, like, your window may be longer, so it doesn't really matter, like, what size window you use or not. But at every 10 milliseconds, whether you give some features or not really matters. No? Like, so, see, you can use 30 milliseconds or 50 millisecond window.
Oh, probably I didn't get it. So The framing is still equidistant.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
The windows are
yeah,
wider.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Ah,
right.
Yeah, yeah. Framing,
no,
I was like, it's really
because it would
yeah.
be crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
If you change framing, it's really.
It might be difficult.
I
no,
don't even.
See, so
it's really problem, no? Like if you try even models also, I guess, if you change. It's not only with this modulation spectra and
probably.
Shifts in deltas because.
No, maybe it's possible to use it. But then there is the information about. Temporal information is somehow included.
Yeah, but it's really complicated, I think.
Yeah.
If you use.
Yeah,
yeah that becomes.
Can
really
you imagine the transformation to get the modulation spectrum out of such a stuff?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
This is kind of interesting.
There is also some. Not paper, but I saw the algorithm. I have been using in the. Called temporal decomposition. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah,
like
the Ethel's temporal
I don't know who proposed it. I just had it from Bimbot, Frederico Bimbot, to the guy is French, somewhere now in Telecom French, I don't know where it's working. But we were using it for our speech coding.
Yeah.
So we just had a speech and you had decomposed the speech into such segments, temporal segments, which were stationary inside.
Yeah.
And then you can more or less quantize those segments somehow and use it for.
Yeah.
Encoding and
yeah, first this is proposed by Ethel, like
we
read one paper in our reading group, you remember? I have implemented it, it's quite
they
working.
They were using
well,
like SVD stuff, single value decomposition for that, and it worked pretty well, like also.
Honza is also worked for
yeah,
this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So why don't you still use it?
He was quoting.
So well.
It has been used for speech coding. Nobody uses it for recognition stuff, I think. I never heard it.
Yeah,
but
you do the speech coding, so do you still use it?
No, I don't, of course.
Why?
Yeah, that's a good question. Maybe?
Yeah, he was quoting that paper also. Like he was telling this is kind of optimization criteria, what this temporal decomposition is doing. Like you're trying to segment your signal
right.
into like discrete windows and then
right.
So but he was telling like this relationship between optimization and then quasi stationarity is not really obvious. So stationarity is again different. Stationarity is this is optimization. We want to like see some few segments which can really represent the whole. So maybe that's why like this may not be really
That's true.
I think this one. He's getting some improvement.
That's important.
Well, there should be, after each conference, there should be something like 10 people should sit down, read the papers,
all
and
the
then
papers.
Rank them. You know, all the similar papers within one session, say, focus to this topic, and say, this is the best, this works like the worst in this one, and throw away what is not that good, and. And
I think
the
people
first
would like
three papers which are the
like
best
it.
should be implemented and used from,
from
that time onwards. Like forget all the MFCCs because it's too old and then start building
right.
the story on the new stuff. And
but again, getting the 10 papers is really a difficult task. It takes maybe years. And again, definitely
it
like
is,
who will choose the 10 papers?
I know.
Exactly.
This is just
if
a theory.
Ask, yeah, but yeah, those things are practically kind of really.
Because
but I think these kind of things, what you said is really good. Like if people start implementing, like some people propose something in feature level, some propose in something in model level, but these two are really independent. No one really will combine these two. Or
right. And everybody is using different training and testing
and
data, and then you don't
especially
know.
Features. Like suppose if somebody come with different good features, again people
they
again
show
use
it
MFCCs.
Works for Timid, but then you try to use some different iterations. You
see,
it doesn't work.
No, it's not really sure. Also, like suppose people you can't really force people to use same features.
Sure.
So, they will
yeah.
be happy with their own features and their own. Scripts, so they are a bit reluctant to change features every time.
It's a little bit what NIST is trying to do now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So
NIST evaluations.
Yeah.
Because
but
even
it seems that everyone is still comparing to PLPs or MFCCs, and there are so many new systems. Everything is new, but
yeah, but
nobody
is
still
no,
is 20 years old.
Those new systems are still not general, like, you know, Rigel's PLP and RMCC, because everybody knows that it works somehow,
yeah,
right? For any kind of data.
Yeah.
That's why they are comparing to that. So once somebody will come with something new, okay,
yeah,
he is showing it works for some data, but.
So at least especially LVCSR,
yeah,
and really big system.
Yeah, yeah.
Then people.
First, it's difficult to show that it works for all the data, right?
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah. No, it's right. It's again,
but
you don't know.
And
every paper then should contain all the results from this evolution or some standard task.
No, then there will be only one conference in 3 years or something for speech.
Yeah, but then we all optimize on the same task. So you cannot get anything new out of that after some time.
But again, so it could be you would have to publish the results on this standard task, and then you could say, well, I also tried on this and this.
Yeah, but then you run out of time.
That's why you can publish only once in 3 years.
Yeah, but then only it makes some progress.
No, ideally you're correct. But
I think people are doing, suppose in InterSpeech there was some challenge from speech synthesis. So what's this, like, the challenge was really good. Like, so they give the database, so you have to work on that database. What technique use is,
yeah,
it's your choice. Like, but the database and then the results analysis is they decide. So even speech recognition also, some tests are coming, like for phone segmentation or something. People give some database and then you have to you can use whatever you want and
mm-hmm.
you have to produce.
Yeah.
Yeah, even for features
for
also, like,
can you use from some
features
data
also
from the empty world?
Yeah, they design the data such a way that it's really like really real data.
Yeah, but they give you also training data?
No,
no, first, no, speech synthesis, it's like they give you some data.
Oh, okay.
So whether like used for training or you can do like data driven or like model based approach or whatever, like at the end then they will ask you to synthesize some sentences and you have to synthesize them and then
okay,
you have to send them.
So they give you only the training or development data?
Yeah, training
data,
only no development training.
How do they evaluate?
Evaluate?
I just don't know.
It's again subject to, because for
so
speech synthesis.
They ask people to sit and listen basically?
Yeah, listen and,
yeah.
Even it's mostly they use native speakers on English. They can read the names.
Okay. But they don't have any measure, like, you have an original speech.
Yeah.
You transcribe it.
Yeah. So even they propose some kind of word error rate. So you have the original speech, so the synthesized speech. Is there any words which are not matching?
Mm-hmm.
So even speech synthesis, they also introduce this word VWR terms.
Okay.
But this was really quite successful, like in this conference into speech.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people participate.
Right.
I think even they're continuing this for next year. And
it's just TTS, right? Text-to-speech.
Text-to-speech.
Right.
But I heard like even for ICAS next year, there's some competition by Martin Krug, Sheffield on this feature extraction and stuff. So at least if you make tasks simple, focused, then it may be good to compare these features. And but if you use some large vocabulary system, it takes 6 months to build and then at the end, you don't know whether your features are really So maybe that's why like people are always using PLPs or MFCCs. It's such a like lot of time involved, so you can't really check.
So maybe, I don't know if somebody like NIST will have one recognizer and you just plug a different feature, but
But at least in India we have this numbers recognition is almost kind of free, so everybody is using.
Right.
So that's what we are doing, you know, like almost like we are putting different features in. I think, numbers recognition is not really different from, at least in EDAP we have almost the same. But maybe you are using 29, that's probably it's different. But
yeah, a couple of people at EDAP, but there are already two different setups.
But at least,
I'm not just using different.
27.
And
we are all using 27. So
for OGI numbers?
Yeah.
Stories and numbers.
Different setups? Like some people use this setup and some to that.
Seems.
Yeah. And we use distinct train and test set, even the different sets of polynomials.
No, but the problem is
different.
You're using only digits, so maybe that's why.
Well, I don't use only digits. My MLPs are trained on everything.
No, but test set is digits. Your
test
main
is digits,
task is digits. Yes, that's a leakage. But OJ numbers other, like now we are little bit converged, like we are using 27 phones and before it was like 24, 25. But it's better, like once you have like
so
whatever the back end, then you can put features like whether they are gammas or like spectral entropies or MFCs or whatever.
Would
then at least you can see.
It would be nice for Aurora maybe.
Yeah. But Aurora is.
What? Aurora.
Aurora.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So, but Aurora, is it really big database, or I mean, how much time it takes to set up system and then?
No, but
it's fast.
It's fast.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Been working with that.
But the problem is Aurora again. These models are world-based models.
Huh? Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So again, here we use Tryphons and so, but differently. If you want to show noise, I think it's. You have to show on Aurora.
For noise conditions, yeah, it's pretty
Aurora
good.
Is real thing.
Those recognizers are made there. You just use them. That's it. You don't have to play with it. Even if it was forbidden in that time, right? So you have recognizer, just use it.
Yeah.
Don't play with it.
You
just play with the features.
Yeah.
Because
it
wouldn't be comparable.
Right.
Yeah, at least, I mean, those studies, I think people already did for even in ICSLP 2002.
Yeah.
A special session on features for Aurora. So
yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
With David Pierce, he was.
Yeah. This Qualcomm XE features and OGA features and all this. So there are already people. But again, like at the end, like for LVCSR, people are using PLPs or MFCs. Nothing all this.
Who is the one who actually uses what we try to do here? These are companies, because it's not scientists. Scientists just start from PLP and then design the new features, new backend or new anything, but they start from the old stuff. But who is the one who is using these results which we publish and try to make?
But maybe why
we
I
are using
for publishing another paper.
Yeah, but once you finish your PhD, you go and
but not
it's
everybody.
Over.
Not everybody.
And those who don't, they stay and publish another papers, and they,
but
maybe turn into a life, no?
Guillaume, you can tell, no? Like, you work with the Siemens people here. Siemens or these?
Yeah,
Daimler,
yeah.
What kind of features they use, like these? Any
I don't know. You know, they are extremely secretive.
Oh,
I had a hard time just to get the signals. So I asked other questions, but. It's quite tough.
I didn't discuss anything with Sunil also, like I'm not technical discussions.
Yes.
Yeah, see, these kind of things are a bit
they have to.
But do you have any like feeling that whether they go for all these new features or they usually use only it?
I wonder which level they are using.
They have they have to do some tests in their Mercedes, some speech recognition test. But it seems now, at least Daimler, they mostly work on dialogue management, but not much on features and recognition.
But even they don't believe, like, with one paper or two, I guess, because at least for them, PLPs or MFCs, they know that, okay, these things work on every tag, so, okay, we can advance on these things.
I doubt they are trying right now.
Yeah?
I doubt that at Daimler they are trying right now, but maybe other companies.
Yeah, maybe like because Sunil is working in Nokia, he is
expecting
Nokia
will be using
some. But we're not sure. Sunil won't tell us.
Well, many people play with tandem, right? Like MIT or who is using that?
No, this Cohen, you mean like?
I don't know. He like told us that somebody is using that very. Actively, like okay, it works for them, and and they are close to like industry. Like, there is it's a research group.
It's not related to ICSI.
I know. I don't think it's ICSI. Somebody else, or I don't know. Somebody new, but I.
But this was signal company,
like
right?
AT&T or what?
This was signal company. Any Cohen mentioned?
Cohen.
Cohen's company.
Yeah.
What there is in you?
Jordan Cohen.
I don't know. He's even if.
No.
Voice signal. They make recognition for the Samsung
for
phones.
Correct. No, I don't know.
They have like really many recognizers, I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe definitely they may be using PLPs.
Maybe they are using PLPs, but I believe that there's still some another stuff.
Rasta
to,
or something.
Yeah, Rasta or whatever else.
Yeah,
all those decorrelations and transformations. I think it's there, but more or less it's again based on an existing source. You know?
Mm.
Yeah,
so
but
even whatever is certain to work, and they use it. They don't use anything which is too new, which is not.
So
yeah,
more
it's
or
new is really definitely.
Yeah.
Because like they'll definitely see at least 4 or 5 years of results of some new features and some consistent results.
It's like a NASA, you know, they use 486 machines to put to
space or
spaceships because it's known to work perfectly well or Pentium, not any before or whatever, because it's safe, it has been working for 20 years and then only it's around 20.
But that's different situation because
yeah, of course.
Right,
yeah.
They meet that it doesn't crash the machine.
Yeah,
something happened with the machine and I don't the Alex system, it doesn't matter, right? Somebody will fix it. Change it though.
Another issue is like again the computation issues. They want to make a mobile, they don't want to really use some fancy, really expensive computation expensive features. So all these.
Hynek also told about this Cohen's cell phone, which he was showing to work with the LVCSI.
Yeah.
He was saying that there is something really, really simple, the decoder, I mean, not the feature, but he was mentioning something to the decoder. There's just
it's just phone recognition or something. Like
even not Vita Rays.
Yeah, something like no DTW or something.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm not pretty sure.
But most of the mobiles, they use DTW kind of thing, you know? All these, so voice calling, calling and this
oh
thing.
Oh yeah.
Because
that's
easy, like because
sure.
They don't really need to put a lot of memory and these things. Otherwise, if they want to build a real
but there you could send an SMS, I think, or something like that. You could dictate text.
Yeah.
So
even on the phone.
On the phone.
Yeah.
Some new one or.
Yeah. The phone that
Cohen.
Yeah,
voice signals.
That's a similar one to what Eva has, for example. Some he was showing it live on MLMI, last MLMI conference. You can look at the video.
But which phone it is?
It's Samsung.
Samsung?
Some new phone.
Some which you can buy, right?
Yes.
Commercial
but the software is always available? Or
you can train it, like on your speech?
No,
or
the software is.
I don't know that.
Again. On top of mobile, or like it comes with your mobile?
Well, they just bought a mobile, and based on the OS it's using, they
no,
the
thing is usually these kind of facilities are like not normal, so
no,
they may charge more,
the
or like
phone. This is not the commercial
yeah, definitely
they
may charge for more money again, some extra bill for this using this recognition engine or something.
Or you can just buy an application, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, like it's like you've got some mobile phone and then you can buy from another company some such application that you can dictate your SMS or whatever.
I don't know if it's already the case.
I don't know if
yeah.
it is done now.
Yeah.
But
maybe like if you can't really recognize you, will be really
but have you ever used like a dictation system for Windows? Those
I have used once like this Dragon, that was kind
Dragon
of good, like.
And I heard that it worked very, very well.
Because even in when I was working in like in Edinburgh, like one guy he got some problem with hands, and then he was always using this dictation. Even he used to write a lot of C++ code with dictation, like.
Right.
It's really good, like so, but you have to really try, and then you have to kind of
your speech.
Yeah,
you have to get used to the
system. it's really like you have to get used to the system, like how to say
how
all
to
the
say
call lines and this thing
yeah.
system. How, but it's really funny. Like he is able to use it for like years, and he used to write a lot of code.
Mm-hmm.
It was really great.
By the way, you should be the one to ask. Is there anything if I'm just a private person and I want for free? Any software is able to read me a book in English. For example, at festival, am I able to put the text to the system and to in real time to listen to the?
Yeah, how can
listen
to festival?
Festival is able to
read and it reads like
to read just a normal plain text in reasonable comprehensible English. so that I can understand it.
I think, yeah,
I think you can, the festival, you can just call like this, there are different kind of, again, how you call the festival, so you can just give the full interactive, is that there is an interactive, so then you will get the all the colon and other things. If if you want to like read full text, then you can say like the full text, like those syntax, and then it will speak till it finishes.
And it's in real time on the
machine.
It's based on
the iPhone, yeah.
Right?
That's why it's really tender, otherwise it's a bit difficult.
Yeah, yeah.
It's okay, you can easily understand, so it's intelligible.
Yeah, I think it's
really good. Festival is good, like, now it comes with all the Linux boxes also, so it's already
because this is the iPhone that I was trying to install it, and then there was like cat voice and this voice, this is not
the there are so many voices, like,
because
again
I don't know which
which voice
would
is
running, if it's the iPhone or which approach is it?
No, mostly the Festival, what you get on Linux machines is the iPhone based on it.
So
they supply few
samples of the iPhones.
Just
so you've got it installed in your machine here?
No, it's already.
Yeah,
you can just put
Festival
in
here.
Festival, right?
Yes, it comes with direct Linux software only now, which is open source.
Oh, okay. And have you tried it?
Yes, I've tried. And there are some built-in, like, easy voices, which you can... there is a default one, completely synthetic, which you cannot understand at all. And then there is a diphone synthesis. I think it is the diphone synthesis from the something like cat voice.
Yeah, cat voice. Like there are like they have
so, but this doesn't sound very nice. And we were playing at the summer school with them, actually with the authors, and they were playing us some other
new voices. Like
and it sounded like a human. It was great.
Yeah, that's the difference. They in CSTR we use this unit selection. It's not diphones, you have really large inventory of the speech.
So this is not...
With those voices, they are not at release.
Or something.
Yeah. No, it's free, they will be releasing soon, I guess.
But
so maybe you can just check
here so far.
No, it's here on the web, then it won't come with your Linux software, so you have to again download from...
Okay,
their
I'm
web
fine
page.
With this, but I can...
Yeah, you can download.
Make
it
run on
yeah.
my machine.
Yeah, yeah. The voices are called multi-syn.
Okay.
Multi-syn, some voice. So you can download from the voice, from the web.
And the engine is in the festival.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just the voice.
Yeah. Okay. So voice is like the database of the speaker who speaks with this text. So it's really large database, so if the quality will be better.
So
you
it's
can
still
find similar.
Still real time?
Yeah, it's more or less.
Hmm.
But not exactly like
okay,
it's 2 times or 1.5 times.
But not much. Yeah.
But you can prune like how much you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is again like that's kind of my PhD work. How in this system like how you choose the units and how you concatenate.
Mm-hmm.
So there are again cost functions and vitamin.
Yeah.
It's so you can always optimize. You can put some thresholds and pruning,
mm-hmm.
and then you can make it real time. So then again, compromise
right.
between the quality and
yeah.
But still, it's good. Like now. You can just check multi-syn and then voices.
That's
right. Yeah, it's really good.
And you just have chosen some text? Any text you just
yeah,
put
I
in
just
in
used the Douglas Adams, that book in our
But only sometimes, like, it kind of, like,
just
all
general
this
English text, the book. I try.
And it's going to read, how does it read, from which how to say it? Is it possible to read PDFs or just
standard
text?
No,
TXT.
Whatever, TXT, right?
Yeah, ASCII file.
Okay.
ASCII file,
but you can take a PDF and convert PDF to
ASCII.
Yeah.
But only the problem is, again, acronyms, and sometimes it expands, sometimes
yeah.
it may not expand, because
it
it's not in the dictionary.
It's
not in the dictionary, like, again, it's problem, like, so. But those things you can add, like, if you're really familiar with history, so you cannot always.
I'm not, and I don't want to go too much in detail.
But at least
these
things, okay, like it won't really make mistakes so often. Like sometimes.
Anyway, who's the author of Festival?
Sure.
Alan Black and Paul Taylor. They started Festival in 1960.
These are the Edinburgh people. Right?
Edinburgh.
And I thought that that's the guy from CSRU from Portland who was there.
This Johanna Waters or
like yeah, but there was
no. The what they did Portland OGA, they did LPC based synthesis. The festival is already like it's one
No,
first you start
no,
with.
but that was the guy who is on a wheelchair now. He cannot move even. He's very in, like in the, say that like cannot.
Ah, okay.
He just can speak only through some festival system or something like that.
From
He was the
Wuji.
no, yeah, he was working, I think, in Wuxian. He's very famous, but I
Yeah.
thought that he was the author.
No,
No, it
actually
was
the.
developed for him. Like, he was just first tester, I think, of the
Ah,
system.
okay.
Something like
Yeah,
that.
maybe because.
But it's not text to speech, it's just a synthesis, which means, which is more or less the same, but I don't know.
Yeah, first he started in CSR with Alan Black and Paul Taylor.
Yeah.
Then it
Sorry,
expanded to
Simon.
many places because if
And
somebody is
Simon
really.
King is playing with it, right? The
Now
guy.
Simon King is one of the others, but Rob Clark is the main I think you might
Yeah,
know.
Rob voice.
Rob voice is there so
Okay.
That I know.
I think that's enough.
Yeah.
Say anything more about Lisbon or interesting?
No other papers, just one paper
Please sing up
and festival from Linux. It's very interesting.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's a great tone size.
Yeah, but this paper maybe.
It's not easy to leave this room without breaking anything.